Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is day three of our coverage here in Scottsdale, Arizona, once again, at the home of the San Francisco Giants spring training, one of the great stadiums that you'll be able to have some fun with here if you come out to Old Scottsdale. Pitchers and catchers reporting here with the Giants. We got baseball, we got football, we got basketball. Got a lot to cover here. Come on in, stay a while. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Operator Tyler is standing by to take your phone calls. Dan Orlovsky, the popular analyst from the Mothership, will join us coming up here in a little bit. Rich Eisen, popular host of the NFL Network, and Debo Samuel, the Niners wide receiver. Bryan Cranston will stop by, as will Peter King from NBC Sports. Your phone call is always welcome. We'll come up with a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day as well. Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Open up a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, unlock your potential. We will be giving away the Sprinter van that Seton and the French Kid drove cross-country. That will be on Friday.
Apparently, we need to clean it out a little more, too, because some people yesterday, when they came, they were like, hey, you guys realize there's like a whole bunch of drinks in there still? Some like, old coffee?
What's it smell like in there?
I think okay.
Okay.
But we might want to air it out a little bit.
Okay. Well, we'll do our best to clean it up, and we'll announce that on Friday at the end of the show. We'll be giving away the Sprinter van. Big night last night. LeBron James, was he going to surpass Kareem? It was a matter of time. Either it was going to be last night or it was going to be Thursday. LeBron goes for 38 as the Lakers pick up the win. He passes Kareem on the all-time scoring list. He did it in 150 fewer games than Kareem did. But it really came – he felt like he was going to get it in the first quarter. Very aggressive in the first quarter. And then all of a sudden, I thought, it's probably not going to happen. And then he went off in the third quarter, and this is what it sounded like when he broke the record.
LeBron has it 15 feet away from the goal. LeBron, for the record! He's got it! He's got it! LeBron James is now the all-time leading scorer in the history of the NBA. The king!
And you can see the relief on his face. You can see the relief on his face. The weight off his shoulders. All time. There's never, ever been a player that's laced him up that has scored more points than LeBron James.
The first thing I thought of when the ball went through the hoop, man, I'd hate to have tickets to the Bucks-Lakers game on Thursday night. I did. I was like, oh, man. Because I thought that it was going to be stretched out a little bit. You know, he'd end up with 29, and then he'd break the record, you know, sometime in the first quarter on Thursday night. He is the only player in NBA history to be the all-time leader in points per game for three different franchises. He didn't back into the record. And here's one of those. We normally have conversations, we have dialogue, we have opinions about LeBron James, where he stands, if it's Jordan, if it's Bill Russell, whoever else you want to throw in there. This is different. This is an opinion. This is fact. And if you can't take 10 minutes out of your day or last night to just appreciate what you saw, then it's on you. Not LeBron James. You know, this is, you can dislike him today if you want to, but take 10 minutes just to appreciate what he did. This is greatness. From start to finish. And when you realize that he basically took the hype and went past the hype when he was 15 or 16 years of age. Impossible to do, but he did it. And he did it in convincing style. He didn't back into the record. He scored at least 30 points in 10 of the 17 games since turning 38. But this was a wonderful moment for LeBron, and it was fitting Kareem was there, and here is LeBron after the game.
I know a lot of people wanted me to go to the Skyhook to break the record or one of my signature dunks, but my fadeaway was a signature play as well, and I was able to get it, and it touched nothing but the bottom of the net, and that was pretty cool.
Oh, I think that's a shout-out to me. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
That's a homage to you.
Thank you, LeBron. Wow. I appreciate that. I'll take that, whether he meant
all
that.
Day.
I'll take that. Absolutely. All right, so everybody will have their opinion. I'm sure we have a poll question that is attached to this, Seton O'Connor.
We have a hot poll question,
okay.
Dan. I'm going to throw it over to Paul.
Okay.
Dan, there's a lot of debate. You know, LeBron is the greatest of all time. People love to battle this. Is he? What is he? Is LeBron James the greatest scorer, the leading scorer in NBA history? Is LeBron James the leading scorer in NBA history? Yes or no? He factually is, but we're going to still keep no out there for people who still don't believe it.
Okay.
He played in this era that he can't.
Yeah. Back when Jordan played, you could put your hands on him as far more physical. You know, Kareem had to deal with travel. I mean, I've heard everything with this. LeBron, in my opinion, is the greatest basketball player of all time. Look at the entire resume, everything he's done start to finish. He took over a team at 19. Every team he's been on, he's been the leader. And he's taking over a team now at his age, 38. These things don't happen. And he's doing it at a high usage rate. And he's carrying this team. But you'll have the deniers there. You'll have people who will have an asterisk by this, I guess. But LeBron James has done what we thought was impossible. And I remember when Kareem broke the record, I didn't react in a way, because that was in the early 80s, and I understood the magnitude of it, but, you know, I just didn't think. It was like, okay, he beat Wilt Chamberlain's all-time record. You know, at the time, you probably thought nobody's going to break Wilt's all-time record. But when Kareem did it in Vegas with the skyhook over Mark Eaton, I went, okay. But it was almost like a fait accompli, and the same with this, as he kept getting closer and closer and closer. And then I thought, where does he rank in the all-time list as far as assists, steals, rebounds, points per game, all-time points? You know, he's there. There's nobody who touches him when it comes to a guy who came in as a... Remember, when he first came in, I remember having a scout. I think his first game might have been against Sacramento. And a scout was there, and I said, "What'd you think?" And he goes, "He's got to learn to shoot." And I go, "Well, what do you mean?" He goes, "No, he can handle. He loves to pass, but if he's going to be the go-to guy, he's got to want to shoot those shots." First couple of years, that was the knock. Oh, he doesn't want to take the shot. Then all of a sudden, he blew past that stop sign, and now we nitpick. He's not a great shooter. Imagine not being a great shooter, but being the all-time scorer. Imagine if he could shoot. But he's going to be there, you know, maybe top four, top three in assists. I don't know how long he's going to play, but watching him last night, if I said, who's the 38-year-old on the floor, it wouldn't have been him. That's for sure.
Thomas Bryant.
You know the name.
Yeah. But, you know, I like that his kids were there, and, you know, they're videotaping this. And I think one of his sons says, "Hey, Dad, look at the video I got." And if I'm LeBron, I'm going, yeah, 20,000 other people got the same video you got. But, you know, they were there courtside. He does walk over to his kids and go, basically, "You want me to do it right now?" And he came back out in the third quarter. I thought he was going to rest for a little while longer. And I think he probably just said to Darvin Ham, "Nope, let's go. I'm going out. Let's get it done." And you could see the sense of relief there. Kareem being there, I hope people who didn't get a chance to see him at least get acclimated with his greatness, because Kareem, to me, is one of the more underrated players in the history of the sport. Greatest college basketball player of all time. And I know if Kareem had gone to the pros when he was 19 years of age, didn't go to UCLA, I heard all of this. All I know is LeBron did it in 150 fewer games than Kareem did. Let the debate begin or continue if you wanted to, but this is fact. This is an opinion. He's the greatest scorer of all time. Yes, Seton.
Kind of an awkward night for Kareem.
Yeah. Well, they kept cutting away to him, and I felt bad. You know, LeBron had hit a free throw, and they go to LeBron or Kareem, and he'd be like, "Okay, yeah, Paul."
But even after he got the record, Kareem wasn't sure exactly what he was supposed to do. He was kind of standing on the court. Yeah. The family comes out first. He's waiting to be cued. Do I hug him now? Is someone going to tell me where to go?
Gus in L.A. was at the event last night, and he joins us on the program. Gus, what did you think? Hey, Gus.
Mr. Patrick.
Hey, Gus.
Hey there, Mr. Patrick. How are you?
How much the tickets cost?
Actually, believe it or not, I'm not kidding you. My tickets, I got them weeks ago. Weeks ago.
Good call.
It was just kind of like a, hey, you know what? Do you want to go to this game? Do you want to check out the Lakers? I'm like, you know what? Sure, why not? My friends were going to the Bucks game, and they were like, yo, the Bucks are going to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I've got a new gig. I really can't be taking days off. So, you know what? I'll go to that game. Sure enough, he did it. I'm actually kind of a little annoyed because leading up to the record, there was a narrative that Laker fans didn't want to see it fall. True Laker fans. LeBron's not a real Laker. LeBron is. I'm like, last night, I hate to sound cliche, but there was an energy in the building from minute one. It was like, yo, he's going to do it. Did you see his pregame outfit, man? He's dressed to kill tonight. He is going to do it. You know, seeing everybody in the crowd, Denzel was running around happy as hell, and just being able to see that, let me tell you what, it didn't matter. You would not be able to tell the difference if LeBron was drafted by the Lakers or if it was his second day as a Laker. Everybody was proud. It was an emotional moment. It was great to see that in person. An awesome night. I mean, we were happy as hell. We lost the game. But at the end of the day, we didn't care. Everybody was walking out of that arena as it goes Game 7, and we're hosting the Larry O'Brien.
Gus, thanks for being our correspondent, and thank you for getting up early with us.
As always, sir, you guys have a great one.
That is Gus in L.A., our correspondent there. Yes, Don?
I didn't quite understand the relief and the weight on his shoulders. Was this like his last game ever? Was he retiring after last night's game?
Here we go. Let's find the negative. Yeah.
He was going to play Thursday and many, many more games. The record was going to fall. It was 12 minutes in,
we're going negative.
The weight of the world on his shoulders, the relief. He finally got that basket, which he never would have gotten to in his last game ever as an NBA player. How did he do it?
All right, we wondered who he would thank first. I think most of us thought maybe Kareem, a couple of JCs. We thought that they would go upstairs and thank the big man, maybe his family.
Yep.
And here is who LeBron thanked first.
I just want to say thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years. I just want to say I thank you so much because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, man, thank you guys.
All right. You know, in the moment there, got caught up. Maybe he ran out of things to say, and then it's like, all right, how do I end this thing?
Well, the kids are watching. Let's clean it up a little.
Oh, I know. But he thanked the Laker faithful out of the gate. Good job.
That's a good move by him.
Home court advantage there. Yeah. You know, hey, you guys might not think I'm a Laker, but just want to say thank you to you guys for coming out and supporting me. Yeah, Paul?
I'm giving LeBron 10 out of 10 on the speech. Go to the Lakers fans first. Smart. Give the captain an ovation. Smart. My lovely wife, my beautiful wife, smart, smart, smart.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it. Yes, Marv.
And last night, I texted you guys in our group chat. What'd I say? Headband LeBron is here.
Yeah.
Soon, 804. I said, oh, let's go. And did you see what he was wearing? He was like, look, this is a record-breaking suit right here.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, yeah, that thing was gorgeous.
Yeah.
That black on black?
Yeah.
Not because he's black, but never mind. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's great analysis there. I appreciate that.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. All right, so the poll question is, LeBron the greatest scorer of all time, yes or no?
It's got to be, is he the NBA's all-time leading scorer, yes or yeah?
But
even though it's a fact.
Yeah.
Yes and yeah. Those are your options.
A couple other headlines. Aaron Rodgers going dark for a decision. Oh, my God. It never stops. Derek Carr talking to the Saints. This is good. And, you know, maybe Saints need a quarterback. If you have three, then you don't have one. And if Derek Carr is the guy that you want, then that's an upgrade. So I'm okay with that. Basically, that's the big headline. Teams are going to be in lockdown after today as far as the Super Bowl goes. We'll dive into that. Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership will join us. Once again, Rich Eisen stops by. Deebo Samuel, Niners wide receiver. Brian Cranston has a wonderful giveaway where you can get tickets to the Super Bowl. Meet Brian, and all you have to do is donate some money. And he'll have an update for that. And we'll do the drawing coming up live here at the top of the final hour of the program. I want to thank King's Hawaiian. They're making breakfast today on the Traeger Grills over there. Well done.
Fantastic.
Well done. It's Slider Sunday, by the way, but we said, could we have some sliders today? So the King's Hawaiian folks came in. Yes, Paul?
King James, King's Hawaiians.
Oh, okay. All coming together.
All right. Together.
Although it's Slider Sunday and you hate alliteration.
I'll wink it at this time because they're really, really good.
All right, we'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, thank you, our streaming partner, and those listening on our radio affiliates numbering nearly 400 around America. We'll take a break. We're back after this, Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com is here to help you because you probably need it. If you made it through the pandemic and inflation, you could use a break. Been a bumpy ride. If your business has five or more employees, managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. Not alone, it's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they put together, highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program. They've already returned over $1 billion to businesses, and maybe they can help you as well. And they do all the work, no charge up front. They simply share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. Find out if your business qualifies. Go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund program is only available for a limited amount of time. See if you qualify. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
All of our in-studio guests receive a fantastic gift bag. Items provided by King's Hawaiian, Legacy Box, Panini America, PXG, and Traeger. Pretty pictures this morning. Beautiful, beautiful Wednesday here in Scottsdale, Arizona. By the way, the raffle for Super Bowl tickets for Brian Cranston, the total, the donation is for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. As of now, we have raised $150,000. All the money goes to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Bryan Cranston donated his Super Bowl tickets. You get hotel airfare. You get to meet him, ground transportation. And the minimum donation is only $5. He'll join us coming up in the final hour of the program to announce the winner. You can still bid Bryan Cranston, biggame.com. Make sure you enter now. Our next guest from the mothership has quickly risen to the top of NFL analysts. We take absolutely no cheap shots against him. When he's dishing knowledge on NFL Live, we never want the show to end. He's totally in the zone. Day in and day out, he takes care of everything. He's never out of bounds. He's the safety blanket for ESPN's NFL coverage. Say hello to Dan Orlovsky. Yeah.
Lovely intro.
Yeah. Thank you. Dan Orlovsky joining us.
Yeah.
Little Wait.
Did you
read anything into that intro that we just gave you there?
So a couple things.
Okay.
One, you said you never take any shots. That's accurate. You took three. I counted them.
Okay.
I'm going to put my headphones on as
just
well.
Like so you could be else. Warm since you don't have a jacket here?
I'm totally warm. The second thing is, when you guys put up the picture of everybody that's a guest today,
yeah.
One of the things that stood out to me is everybody, I think it's Cranston, Peter King, Debo, and
Eisen,
everybody's like a face forward shot, and you guys picked a shot of me turned to the side. I think it's to hide the width of my ears. So another, see, look at everyone's face on but me.
I don't think that we did that on purpose. That looks like a glamour shot.
Yeah, yeah. It's like from 5 years ago.
Okay. By the way, NFL Live, Old Town Scottsdale for Super Bowl week, beginning today through Friday, 4 Eastern. Dan will be there with Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, Marcus Spears, and Ryan Clark. How's morale?
Great. Ready to go.
Where's the drama in the Super Bowl?
I think can Patrick Mahomes like go to 3 in 4 years and only have one? I think that's probably a big conversation. You know, Jalen and the shoulder, he has not played well since, at least as a thrower, since the injury. And so that's a big part of, is he going to rebound from the injury? You know, I think Jeffrey Lurie put to bed a little bit of this, but I had quietly been thinking, you know, Philly's been to the Super Bowl twice in the last, I think, 6 seasons, right? 17 and then this year, so 5 or 6 seasons. Both times with a rookie quarterback deal. And I was always like sitting there wondering, do they just believe that that is the blueprint? Like no matter who the quarterback is, they're going to draft one, they're going to move on from the expensive one, and then continue to try to have the best roster in football. And then Jeffrey Lurie the other night kind of said he doesn't need to do anything to prove himself anymore. He's exactly what they're looking for. So, but that was a little bit of a question mark that I had moving forward.
And it feels like we've all focused on Mahomes' injury and not Jalen Hurts.
He has not thrown well since that Chicago game. He hasn't. Regular season, week 18, when he had to play, didn't play well, didn't throw it well. He didn't throw it well against the Giants. He did not throw it well against the San Francisco 49ers. And I don't think like just this two-week stretch is automatically going to make it that much better. So that's like the most concerning thing that I would have about the whole Super Bowl.
Well, explain that injury. Is he going to need surgery?
Some guys need it, yeah. I think some guys need it. I would say this. Like, I'm not a doctor, obviously. It took 17 years to graduate from college. But I think like the thing that stands out with Jalen over the past 4 or 5 games since the injury in comparison to before is the control of the football or lack thereof. I think that's where he made his greatest growth this year was, like, he could control the football, the tempo of the ball that he wanted, the placement of the ball that he wanted, how firm it had to be. You know, the deep ball was such a great growth for his, and the control of that has really slipped over the past, again, like 6 weeks since that injury. And I think if you took like the really deep dive into the game, if you're Steve Spagnuolo, the defense coordinator for the Chiefs, you're going to sit there and go, well, you have to prove it to me. I'm not going to let you guys run the football. At least they're going to try to do that, and they're going to play sticky man coverage and be physical at the line and say, Jalen, we're going to see what the shoulder feels like. And I think that the lack of control that has kind of been showing over the last 6 weeks is a big deal. I really do. I just think that it's not necessarily like the pain. It's do you feel completely free? Like do you just have games as a quarterback where you warm up and you're like, I'm throwing it today. Like there's nothing I cannot do with this football. And I just don't see that right now from Jalen.
You hear pitchers a lot, and here we are, it's appropriate to ask this, at Scottsdale Stadium. They'll have it when they're warming up.
Yeah.
And then they go into the game and they don't have it, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Do quarterbacks have similar you know, games where they're like, man, I'm killing it in warm-ups, and then you get to the game and you're like, what the hell, where'd that go?
It's like me on a driving range.
Yeah.
I'm great on the range.
Yeah.
And then we get on the course, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think quarterbacks have that because there's other variables attached too. You know, like you get hit early on in a game and that hit lingers for the whole game. That could be part of it. Yeah, I think you have that as a quarterback where sometimes you feel great. You know, throwing the football though is such a like a individual thing. You know, pitching, I don't never play like high level baseball, so I don't know how much that impacts your mind. But when you're a quarterback and you feel like you could throw it, unless you're taking a shot early on in the game, that really doesn't go away.
I found an interesting quote where Tom Brady's dad said Tom got tired of getting hit.
Yeah.
Well,
obviously.
I would think nobody likes getting hit unless maybe
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen likes getting hit. Yeah. Roethlisberger, did he like getting hit?
I think a lot of quarterbacks like getting hit if the end result is what they wanted. Like, there was no better feeling as a quarterback than when you would take a huge shot and you would look up and the ball was complete. Because that was devastating to a defense, right? I think as you got older, you got less and less appreciative of the shots and of the hits. So, but there's some quarterbacks that embrace it. I sit with college coaches all the time, and we, you know, one of the questions we'll ask these guys when it comes to younger quarterbacks is like, how do you find ways to get them in rhythm in the game? And 80% of the time, they're like, well, we want to run them early to get them hit so they can settle into the game. I think like the younger generation of quarterbacks is embracing the physicality of the position more than guys of the past.
Assess the quarterbacks in this year's draft.
I think the four kids that are probably going to be talked about a bunch in the first round. So Bryce Young to me is like Steph Curry. Everything is so slow for him, but he plays so fast. I love him. I love his game. I think he's one of those players you sit there and go, don't overthink it much, but we will. He is not big, and that is putting it lightly. I mean, he is, once you meet him in person, it takes you back a little bit because you, if you just contrast him to the stars, the young stars in the league right now, you go Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert.
Burrow's 6'5".
Joe Burrow, even Jalen. Jalen's thick. Bryce isn't. He's slight. He's not tall, and he's slight. His shoulders are slight. So I think that's got to be...
But is he Tua-like?
No, Tua's probably 15, 20 pounds heavier. Okay. Easily. Like, way thicker.
And we see what's happening to him in the NFL.
Well, and Dan, I was going to... Like, we started to talk about this a little bit. We're saving it for a little bit of the draft, but the quarterbacks that have kind of become the... Or we've seen the acceptance of drafting smaller-sized quarterbacks in the past couple of years. You could make the case that none of them have really panned out here. You know, Kyler, question marks and injured. Baker's been all over the place, even though he's a little bit thicker. And I think Tua, because of the injuries, is part of that conversation as well. So, but Bryce is special. He's a special talent, but he's not big. C.J. Stroud, I'm a huge fan of. I think he thinks the game the best. He can throw it. He's the best pure thrower. I think he, as a passer, just as a passer, he's an upgrade athletically, but as a passer, he reminds me of Goff, just very natural, very fluid thrower. Levis is going to be the guy that people will sit here and say he's the number one pick or he's not a first-round talent. Just a crazy physical talent. He can absolutely whip the ball. Tough dude. There's going to be question marks of how well he can see the field, how well he thinks, how well he processes, how come his numbers weren't better. You'll hear, is he going to be Zach Wilson or is he going to be Josh Allen? That's probably going to be the comp that you'll sit there and kind of point to. And then Anthony Richardson is a freak. I mean, I called some of his freshman year games at Florida, and then I called his first game this year against Utah. He is an absolute superstar talent. If you are an organization that, like, wants to take a guy and you are 100% committed to sitting for 2 years – and your coach and general manager aren't on the hot seat, and I know that's a little bit of a rarity in the NFL, you take him. He's a tremendous talent.
We're talking to Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership, NFL Live, starting today through Friday at 4 Eastern. Dan also calling the Super Bowl in New Zealand and Australia.
I thought it was me and Greg together. Olsen,
No. Sorry. Sorry about that. You're down on the list.
Yeah
down on
Still,
the list.
Yeah.
Do you have an Australian accent?
I've done that once. We usually for NFL Live.
Yeah, you probably don't want to do that during
your
broadcast.
Yeah, we for NFL Live, we have to like tape a hit for Australia usually. And one time, like I was like, I'll do an Australian accent and say something. They were like, no, you won't. Yeah. So,
what advice would you give Tom Brady going into broadcasting?
I think that one, your opinion is always wrong, and it should be. You know, like we live in this world where like. People get so caught up on opinion and analysis. Your opinion should be wrong. Like when you have an opinion, as long as you justify your opinion, you want people to disagree with your opinion. That's part of this job. You should strive to have your analysis be accurate. And I think that's one of the things that I would tell Tom. You know, like you're going to be wrong with
stuff. But what's the difference of your opinion and your analysis? Because your analysis should form your opinion.
I think analysis is a little bit more scientific. You know, like when I watch tape, I can make the analysis on tape that the Philadelphia Eagles defense struggles at moments to handle motion and crossing routes. That's analysis, and I can prove to you that that analysis is accurate. I could have the opinion that, you know, Joe Montana doesn't make it into my top five quarterbacks.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's an opinion.
I know, but you should have analysis to go along with something like that, because if it's a standalone opinion,
yeah.
I'm dying to know what the analysis is that would be attached to that.
I think there's two things. I mean, if we want to rehash the top five quarterback conversation.
This is going to follow you the rest of your career.
So I think that...
I mean, that's not an opinion. That's analysis. So.
Him, he's not top 20 in yards or touchdowns. Okay. That has to matter somewhat. And then everyone goes to the Super Bowl record, respectfully, as they should.
Okay.
The defense gave up 15 points per game in those four Super Bowls.
Okay. Paulie, bring out Joe Montana.
I mean, you know, like that has to be a part of the conversation. Also, that is my opinion, thinking, well, Marino was probably better. I could put Aikman into that conversation. I could put Drew Brees into that conversation. We can't just sit there and say, well, he's top five because he went to four Super Bowls. You can't do that. Like, that's
okay.
There's so much more attached to the game.
You have to win a game.
That's an opinion.
You have to win a Super Bowl.
Tom Brady.
Then?
Patrick.
Okay. And then?
Probably Elway.
Okay.
Peyton. Montana.
Okay, so you made your top five in winning the most important game.
No, he didn't. He made six. Right? Oh, and then Marino. Yeah, Marino and Elway are in that conversation. This isn't a dump on Joe Montana thing for me.
But it appears to be.
But it's not. But that's why you can't be scared to have an opinion.
If you had him on NFL Live,
yeah,
would you say...
I'd ask him about Skechers.
Would you ask him about... Would you say, hey, I just want to let you know... I think you're maybe in the top 20 in quarterback.
Yeah, and he would probably look at me, laugh, and be like, cool.
Now, he might not matter. I mean, he might not care about it.
I would imagine Joe Montana does not care that I don't have him in the top five. I mean, right? He's got bigger things going on.
He might say you're not even the fifth best quarterback in UConn history.
I'd ask him for his opinion on who are the top five then.
Well, nobody can name five good quarterbacks at UConn.
Then I would win that argument.
You're a guy who manipulated your 40-yard dash time. Like, I don't know if I can trust you when it comes to, you know.
That's many years ago, Dan. I'm not that same person.
Oh, you're not?
I'm a changed man.
I respect that.
I am a changed man.
I respected that. And you wonder what, you wouldn't be sitting here.
We were at a friend's house the other night. I would not be sitting here. No. I told that story again to a friend's house the other night. So my kids are, I have sons who are 11 years old. I have triplet sons who are 11, and then I have a daughter who's 7. And we live in Connecticut. And listen, I'm not like shoot your dreams down type person at all. I'm actually the complete opposite. But my kids play youth sports, right? And I was like at my daughter's basketball game 2 weeks ago, and I'm at my son's lacrosse games all the time and whatnot. And hearing parents talk about their kids, the NFL, the NBA, Major League, we're going to have to form new leagues. There's not going to be enough professional sport leagues for all the kids that are going to become professional sports players. And so I was trying to, like, you know, oftentimes people in town or parents in town will ask me, like, what should I do with my kid? You know, when do I need to start their private training? I'm like, dude, they're 9. And they can barely wipe themselves, guys. So, like, we don't. And so I was telling that story the other night because everyone was like, out of all the kids, the friends groups, who do you think are the kids who can go play professional sports?
Oh, my God.
I was like, guys. This is how I made it. This is how I actually made the professional sports. So
now, once again, scouts were coming, and then you moved.
It was Edsel, Randy Edsel. He wanted to come to watch a practice.
And you moved the cones on the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, because I knew if UConn, I had not had any offers then, and I knew that if UConn didn't offer me, no one was going to offer me. So, you know, we had two cones, start and finish, and I was running that like 5'8", maybe at that time. And I knew, like, if I did not get an offer from UConn, I wouldn't buy anybody. And he showed up, and my dad went to go see him, so I kicked the final cone up, like, 4 or 5 yards.
And what was your 40-yard dash time?
when I ran it in that moment was 4.8.
Oh,
realistically, it was like. And then I went to camp that summer and I ran like 5.6. I wasn't an athlete or athletic.
Did coach look at his watch and like, wait?
I'll never forget. He looked at me, arms up, like the emoji. He went, arms up. And I responded back with my hamstring. I knew what I was doing. I was the kid who went to the mailbox and took the report card and scribbled erased.
Yeah,
and
changed the grade.
Yeah, cheated my way through like adolescence.
The biggest off-season story is going to be what?
Great question. I'm not going to say Rodgers. What the Jets do at quarterback, I think, is probably the biggest off-season conversation. I think the Jets are a legit, like, divisional round playoff team. You can make the case AFC championship caliber defense, and if they're healthy up front, I think the Jets can play with anyone. I really do.
But and who should go there?
That's the toughest part of this conversation, Dan, because they have to take a big swing. I mean, it's a win or go home type of thing for Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas, the head coach and general manager. So you sit there and go, well, if it's not Rodgers, well, who's it going to be? Because they have four options. It's go ahead with Zach Wilson. I don't think that's the thing. Sign Aaron Rodgers. Go find a way to get Rodgers. But the only way you go get Rodgers is if, like, he commits to being around in March, April, and May. Yeah. They got a young team.
I know.
And you, like, not only his leadership, but just the energy. Like, the energy has to be around the organization so those guys really get ready for the fall. It's draft another rookie. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. Or Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr. And I think that, listen, I'm a big Derek Carr guy. But you have to figure out before you try to trade and or sign for him. It's not do you think he could play good. It's do you think he can handle the burden and the expectations of what next season is for the Jets in New York? That's a big deal. Like that's and that not everyone can handle that.
I want to thank you for all the contributions during the season.
Always
ESPN,
an honor.
ESPN PR department. PR department. Fritzy is so annoying.
I don't mean to be a pain in the neck.
But Fritzy thinks that the ESPN talent are supposed to be on our show, and that's part of the problem.
After all those years with ESPN, I thought, you know.
You don't work there anymore.
I don't. Neither one of us do.
No, we don't.
No, but it's great.
We don't get paid to come on the show?
No.
I think there's some parting gifts or something. The Dan Patrick board game or something. What do we have?
I got a sandwich. I got the slider over there.
That
King's
slider
of
looked incredible.
Oh, it's great. You should get it. I'll give you two if you want. You can take one back to Big Swagoo.
He eats enough. He don't need more food. He does the intermittent fasting, so he's not going to eat till like 2 or something today.
All right. By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, we're going to see if Dan will crank up that arm. You want to see if we...
You guys said Brady Quinn almost threw it to the infield?
Yeah. He was probably 40 feet short.
Guys, that's an absolute huck.
Well, your arm, I mean, you should have a lot of mileage still there.
My shirt might be too tight.
There's nothing you could do moving cones today, so you can't manipulate this. But you know, let's let America see that arm. You know, we didn't get to see it enough in the NFL.
That wasn't good enough.
Brady Quinn took his shirt off, by the way, too.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Dan Orlovsky of the Mothership.
That's a before-after photo, then.
you're like olive oil, and he's Popeye. Monday through Friday, you can see NFL Live, but this week, today through Friday, 4 Eastern, you can catch Dano with Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes, Marcus Spears, Ryan Clark. We're back with our Play of the Day right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses.
Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Westbrook with it. Give it to LeBron at the right elbow. LeBron, one-on-one against Kenrick Williams. Backing him in. Turns. Shoots. Scores! There it is! All hail the new king in town! Young and old, gather round! From one iconic Laker to another.
That's courtesy of TNT. LeBron, the only player in NBA history to be the all-time leading scorer in points per game for three different franchises, Cavs, Heat, and the Lakers. Play of the Day. Play of the Day is brought to you by the great folks at Discover. You can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, and that's amazing. Learn more, discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Always love talking to Dan Orlovsky. And, you know, he follows in the blueprint of guys who weren't stars in the NFL, but you make yourself available. And I said this to Mike Golic when he first started. He was coming to ESPN, Sean Salisbury. And not that I'm, you know, Yoda here, but I have an opinion is what I would
available
have.
Available you must be.
Yeah. You got to be available, you know, that you're there every day. And Dan was available every day. Therefore, you get usage and then you get better and better than people know who you are. But appreciate his contributions. And he has opinions, good opinions and great analysis as well. The Joe Montana, not a top 20 quarterback. Ouch. But he stood by it. That's what's great. But I'd love to see an interaction if Orlovsky and Joe Montana kind of cross paths. That'd be great, though. But, you know, Montana, after a while, do you care? I mean, you're competitive, but I don't know if Montana's like, oh, really? I'll show him. All he has to do is show up and go, ah, these damn rings, they get in the way, you know. Can't go through the metal detector. Sorry. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, with guys like Montana, it's all semantics. You could say, well, his yardage, his touchdowns, they're nowhere close. There's guys, you know, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick has more career yards and touchdowns than Joe Montana. Who's the better quarterback? I mean, then that takes away that argument. So it's all how you adjust an argument. But, like, guys like Orlovsky are fun because I love the way they break down the tape and tell you things you don't see because they stop it. Remember Mike Mayock back in the day when he would do games and you're like, Chris Collinsworth? I love when an analyst or game analyst knows way, way more than us and says, that's the reason. You're like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. Well, we had, you know, a couple of people say, you know, why is Travis Kelce always open? And then, you know, had somebody say that, well, he was a quarterback in high school. Albert Breer, Monday Morning Quarterback, said, hey, he was a quarterback. He understands the position while playing tight end. You know, Kyler Murray with two sports. And Albert Breer said, you know, keep in mind, as a baseball player, you're almost a hired hand. So you're on a team, but it's you go to the plate by yourself. You know, you go out into the position and you're by yourself. You do need help there, but, you know, he was talking about how Kyler Murray probably thinks as an individual, maybe not as much as he should as a team, you know, leader there. Update the poll results from the first hour there, Seton O'Connor.
LeBron James, Dan. Is he the NBA's all-time leading scorer? Your answers are yes or yeah.
Oh, boy.
Right now, yes has 67% of the vote. Look at our audience being all mature.
Yay.
Although 33% said yeah, which is a little petty.
Yeah. I'll bet Skip Bayless is voting, you know, like 50 times there.
Yeah.
I like how Skip goes, yeah, but, you know, he dropped an F-bomb. We didn't need that. Like, okay. Give me Miss Flowers one day. Just one day.
Just one day.
Yeah, one day. Jeez. That's all. Yeah. He can't do it. Cannot do it. Well, he's not Michael Jordan. No, he's not. Our good friend Rich Eisen will join us coming up.
Yay.
Debo Samuel.
Yay.
Niner's going to join us. Brian Cranston's going to join us a little bit later on. Peter King's going to join us. How are we going to fit all these people in here? We're going to try. Two more hours to go. Marvin, Fritzy, Seton, Paulie, and yours truly, Dan Patrick Show.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.